called I'm Alice Podcast. Mm. It's all about creativity, connection,
that's what you
and
are.
Telling stories that about our lives and connecting to each other through our stories and our experiences. And you're going to talk to me today about sound, because we met in 2017 at the Pyramids of Chi. I can remember you were all in white, and I came out, you gave me a big hug, and I was like, and there were many, many years for me continuingly go there and have sound healings from you. So, that's when we met. And now, where are we?
We are in a sound temple. In Nascara Sound Temple.
Exactly. And this is what you've created along with Chris, who we spoke to earlier about it. So
the master.
The master, yes. So what I want to ask you is, how did you get into sound originally? How did sound come to you and to be in your life, to be part of your working life experience?
Well, first of all, I'd like to thank you to have me in your podcast. What an honor. Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure, of course.
Yeah, okay.
Well, you're influential in my life of sound. You know, going to sound healings, I mean, I went a lot to the Pyramids of Chi. They were very generous in allowing me to go to many sessions for at least over a year.
Yeah.
And many of those you carried, you know, you were the facilitator, so... I've got a good connection with the Pyramids of Chi and yourself, and you've just moved on and expanded and used your voice more.
Indeed.
And everything has just advanced.
Indeed.
You know, in your relationship with Chris, you know, your improvisation and synchronicity.
We all growing even us. You know, at the moment we see each other, it's just like, oh, that light, okay, that light. Light attract light.
Yeah.
So, it's pretty magical.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty magical living here. We're very lucky that we do already live in a slightly different alternative universe.
Mm-hmm.
But, tell me how you got into sound originally, if you can even remember. Because it was so long ago.
Well, I'll try. And so even that was the beginning of the sound. It was literally at Pyramid of Chi. So I am forever grateful, especially to Lynn at Pyramid of Chi, because she's the one who saw me. Like, I went there to join, participate in the sound myself for the first time. We've been calling for like months, but then finally in that moment, I was just separated after 15 years relationship and pretty much alone. And so I went, joined the session. To be very honest, I'm like, it was, it's different from what I used to experience. I'm like, wow, gong and all that.
Mm.
Not really knowing, I feel like it's not really settling into me, like what it was all about, but I'm just sinking in. But then I'm sitting in this table with a big Buddha, that painting of big Buddha saying something I can't remember. And I'm in a surrender of my situation at the time, because I wasn't able to see my daughter, and I was pretty much alone at that time, and I just say to the universe, whatever you want to take from me, take it.
Mm.
It's almost like I don't care anymore, just take it. In that surrender moment, the wife, Peter's wife, came to me and like, do you want to be one of the players? Yeah. I'm like, what does that even mean? You know, like, how? You know, like a player? Yeah, go and play. Because Peter came to me earlier, like, do you want to do a marketing for Pyramid of Chi? I'm like, no, me, marketing, we're not a good friend. So, no thanks.
But have you done sound? Have you?
No.
No, we haven't done any sound, so it's completely fresh.
No.
Oh, wow. No. That's pretty amazing.
That moment. So I kind of actually, okay, if this is something that I can do for Peter, for the marketing, well, I wasn't sure. But for Lynn to came to me and ask that, I'm like, and so... come here every day, learn from Peter, because Peter is the only one who's doing the sound at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's how it started. I come every day, just watch him playing and just be there in the presence of him. And maybe other two, like I remember there's a few player two.
Mm-hmm.
And I just went there and watched them and learning, I guess, from like being in that.
Mm. Best way to be, learn to have the instrument, to be in the pyramid.
Yeah, but then Pyramid of Chi hosting a master of gong from India, Mr. Sanjay. I don't know if you met him, actually.
Yeah, I did a short course.
Yeah, you do too, in Pyramid of Chi?
Yeah.
It was beautiful. That was the first time. So I joined the... Actually, I also joined module 2 after that. Mm-hmm. So I do 2 modules with him. And that's pretty much it. How I come to sound.
Yeah. Not how many years were you there? At
primary chested, 3 years.
Yeah.
So. And then after that, COVID hit, and then they were like shut down, and then came back one day, and it was just like, it's time for me to like be in my own.
Following your own path, following your intuition, guided, and now you're here, so you've been guided to this and to the collaboration with Chris.
Exactly, it's just meant to be. The universe just orchestrating it for me, and that's how it flow.
Yeah,
3 years was a good year.
Yeah, like it was really, it's good training ground.
Yeah, it was really.
Because you've expanded a lot in your sound since then, haven't you? Using the voice, which is a major powerful tool that we can all use. This is what we seem to forget. We all have a voice.
Yeah,
you know, it's actually about using it. We speak. We might sing a little bit in the bath or something.
I discover myself more. You know,
yeah,
through that playground, I call it playground, and it's a beautiful playground, very sacred to me indeed. And but before that, I was also doing Kundalini yoga before this sound starting. So I already know, I'm already familiar gong.
Of course.
Through Kundalini meditation. So then my introduction to gong was back then. And I remember I chant their mantra. And it was actually my partner. I was like, I'm giving class because I'm doing the training and I'm giving class. At that time, it was my ex-partner. And he said, like, there's something about your voice. I don't know what. He said, but something about your voice. I'm like, yeah. So the exploration of my own voice is back then at Bimurichi when I really, like, start. I remember I was shaking and, you know, like, whatnot. You know, like, oh, I'm using my voice. The power of it. You know, like, if I remember now, like, wow, that is how.
And it's also in the pyramid because it's so loud. So any sound you make, it's amplified.
I got intimidated by my own voice.
I'm not surprised. Basically. No, I can get that. You suddenly hear yourself.
Yeah.
I was like, is that me? Do I sound like that? And then it's like kind of like an out-of-body experience. Yeah. Do you find that?
Yeah. Absolutely. My body become weak and my knees are just...
But it's, do you not find it's like not even like it's coming from within you? It's coming, it's sort of like, oh, who's making that sound? I mean,
something
that's,
like that.
Yeah.
But it's definitely more like, okay, intimidating, probably not the right word, but that's pretty much, if I think about it now, it's pretty much the power of the frequency of the sound itself that I wasn't, I discovered that and understanding it more now. Mm. Back then it was just like, what? But yeah, it was so powerful.
So what do you call yourself now? What sound healer, sound therapist? Chris says she's now a sound weaver.
Sound weaver,
I love sound weaver.
Yeah,
sound weaver is a tapestry. It is a tapestry. Which I
beautiful.
Love the sound of that weaving the sounds, all the different sounds. Mm. I can just sort of. It's got such a lovely feeling of flow and adventure and. Yeah.
It's actually a very interesting question. I have no idea. And until up to today, I don't know what to call myself when it comes to sound. But I really don't know what to call myself, really. I'm not comfortable calling myself sound healer. For some reason, it's not.
Yeah, I never like the word
I feel
healer, because actually the way I see it, we heal ourselves through our sound, through our voice, through our expression, whatever it's painting or writing or playing instruments or using the voice. I mean, it's, you know, we're all our own healers. We're not waiting for somebody to heal us. It's actually we're healing ourselves through what we do.
Exactly.
With our
because we are unique.
Yeah,
everyone
exactly.
is unique. And with our uniqueness, what I believe is that we support others and support others to initiate themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Or to activate themselves, or to like,
or just to allow to
yeah.
a space where they can relax,
be them,
and be present, and allow the frequencies to go through their body. Yeah. And then when they feel that, then you'll want to go out and do it, like I did. You know, I want to to learn all about it after experiencing so much. Like, oh, I want to do that. I want a gong. Yeah. You know, I want. Yeah. It's like, because it's medicine for the body, isn't it?
It is, definitely. Definitely. So if there is anything, I still don't know how to call myself, but my presence together with the other presence, we are supporting each other. We're doing this alchemy or whatever we're doing to initiate themselves with each other presence.
That's what I to bring them into balance and to give that unique medicine to that person.
Yeah.
Because every time we go to a sound healing or a sound weaving session or a sound journey, every time we take ourselves there, we're in a different space and time. And we're feeling different. Sometimes we feel tired, sometimes we feel depressed, sometimes whatever's going on in our lives. So we take that part of ourselves that's feeling that in that moment, and then we receive the medicine to meet that.
There you go, and the medicine.
And then as it keeps on, so it's always changing. It's from moment to moment.
It is.
And
it
is. I think in these times where everything is changing on so many levels, is that we can only live moment to moment.
Exactly.
So that sort of reminded me about when I went through a period of complete stress, is that the only way I could deal with it was just being in the moment to moment. Because that's actually all we have. And it's a good training we can't, you know, trying to project what's going to happen next week or trying to plan, trying to do this. Okay, you can have a kind of rough idea of things, but it's just like, it's so powerful in the moment. It's just
to be very present with you for what you feel. If there's any emotion, any feelings, to be present. And yet we're so used to like, oh, I don't want to feel that. Oh, let me distract myself. Oh, let me do this or let me do that. Not
suppressing the emotions, you know, especially anger.
Not acknowledging.
And not even acknowledging. Yeah. No, completely, you know, irrelevant, sort of like dismissing of emotions. And I think this is what, when people go to, like, I'm sure you've met a lot of people that at the Prince of Chi and here, that they go, and it's such a powerful effect upon their heart that it kind of breaks them open a bit, especially people that aren't maybe doing yoga or doing the general sort of spiritual things.
That's already,
is that it just breaks them open into, whoa.
It is amazing.
To really feeling.
It is a beautiful moment to be able to be present with them. We call it holding space for people to make them feel safe and to be there.
Yeah, it's very powerful. Yeah, I mean, I experienced that many times. Levels of acceptance and just feeling the emotions that are coming through.
You're amazing, though, because not everybody able to be in that space, but you are very easy, you're very receptive. How you respond to sound is just like, now where is Alice going to go? She's ready to take off.
Yeah, I definitely do go.
I'm like, wonder where Alice is going today. Tell me.
Yes, well, today I'm just here with you, in present.
And I am with you, yes.
Yeah, so what else would you like to tell me about your life and what changes have happened for you that you've, that challenges maybe that have come to you that you've used sound or how you managed to get through these hurdles that we all experience. I mean, they're all unique to us, but actually it's a universal experience that we go through challenges, you know, all the time. Some deeper, some harder, some lighter. What would you suggest to people? How can sound help people, support them through this?
How sound support them to go through whatever they go through?
Go through change, yeah.
Well, I can only use myself as an example. It's just so amazing that I am facilitating the sound. I am facilitating the sound. But in fact, probably I will be the most needed, because at this moment, in this period of time, I am facilitating sound. So I see myself as needing the sound for myself.
True, right? Actually, they do say that. Whatever you're attracted to, it's because you need it. Yeah. So you're sort of like, right, I need all the sound. I'm going to do it every day, facilitate.
It's not that I'm going to whatever place to receive sound. No, I'll do it because I need it. Because I'm going through a lot as well myself. And I would say by facilitating, by doing it, I'm giving it to myself.
Yes, you are. Because all those frequencies are going through you.
Absolutely.
And also it's like the creativity.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the thing that I really realised when my life changed. It's like, I needed to find a sense of purpose. Mm. And, you know, finding things you love to do tend to be the creative things. You know, they don't tend to be the boring things. They tend to be the creative things like painting or writing or drawing or sound.
Yeah.
And they're the things that give you the most joy. So I've just been collecting instruments too and playing them. I'm not facilitating, but just collecting them and learning them and just enjoying them for, because obviously that's my medicine, is to play these instruments and to sing and to experiment.
Yeah.
It's like being a child.
I'm still waiting for to receive.
Oh, well, you shall receive. Come to my house.
Yes, I'm waiting for the invitation. It's a little bit impolite if I invite myself, no?
You shouldn't have invited yourself.
I will.
Invite yourself.
I will.
But I forgot what you said.
But I did went to Ahmed and then I received when you're doing harmonium.
So I was just learning harmonium then, wasn't I? Yeah, I'm much better now.
That was amazing.
Yeah, and I have my monocle too. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love it. Yeah.
But, so... I'm ready to receive.
Okay, good. Yeah. Well, you can come. You can receive.
Thank you.
I forgot my question there. What was my question? I can't remember.
How do I go through? By doing that.
So the more sound that you need to help you process what you're going through is harmonizing and balancing for you. Yeah. No, I get that. And also, like for me as well, sometimes... if I'm feeling sad, like I've got this emotion, I can't really get it out. You know, sometimes I start playing harmonium, it actually releases it.
Right.
So then I can cry and I go, great, well, I got it out because it's been stuck, you know. So it's like using sound to really, you know, especially the voice.
Allow yourself, yeah.
I mean, I know that you've changed a lot in the way that you give your sound journeys. I don't want
it
to call
does
them.
Change. It
and
does
I know just so much more now with the voice and also... I've experienced it too. It's like the voice, but actually we don't even need words.
Mm.
I think this is the powerful thing. It's like actually we don't need, it's just making the sound, which is going straight into the healing.
Yeah.
It's almost like you can listen to a record or music, you like it, it can make you happy.
Yeah, yeah.
You can do sound journey stuff and it's even deeper. And then you can actually just make sounds. And it's...
the toning.
Straight in. Yeah.
Humming.
Toning, yeah.
Maybe
you could do a bit of toning to finish. That would be lovely.
Toning?
Yes, a beautiful bit of toning. Come on. Yes, that'd be lovely. I know I put you on the spot, but that would be great.
Yeah.
So people could experience, because I'm sure most people don't really know what toning is.
Mm-hmm.
They probably know what mantra is, they know what sound healing is, but they don't know necessarily what toning is, which is not using words. Mm-hmm. Maybe you could explain a bit about toning.
It's more about allowing yourself to trust yourself, what wants to come up from through you, not from you. Through you.
Yeah.
That is what we call it channel.
Right.
I don't know any other word that I can think about now, but for me it will be like just you.
Mm.
Completely trust yourself, come into your heart and tuning into your heart and tune into yourself and simply allow what words come out. Some people come out in a very weird sound, but that is them, that is their own unique frequency.
In that moment.
Yes.
Yeah.
And some people just burp for no reason while they're doing their channeling, tuning in. But that's perfectly fine because that's what she bring.
Yeah.
So, do you want me to tone?
Yeah, just a little bit, just a short tone, just to show what it's.
I might combine it from what I learned from our last sound training.
Okay.
With our teachers. Overtone.
Mm-hmm.
If it's come up because overtone is also known, like what you say, it doesn't have to be words, but it's words of God. It's a source. It's a divine. So it's really that frequency.
Yeah, that'd be lovely.
This is for Alice and for everyone who's listening. We can even start it with hum. Would you join me later, no?
Okay.
You might, right? Yes, let's do it together. We're doing it together.
Yeah.
So,
right, together.
So, whenever you feel it, just allow yourself and really tuning in. Mm-hmm. Feel it and just allow. So much, and it's what an honor.
It's been such fun
to be selected to be.
Oh, stop it!
Yes.
Stop that.
Thank you, Didi.
Mm, it was great talking to you.
Thank you.
I look forward to talking to you and Chris together.